Hey, what's up? What's up, my podcast listeners? This is Matter Under Mind with your host, Kevin Thomas. Listen, I decided to get on and just do something while I'm on the road driving, but it was an accident out here. Terrible accident. I won't even go into the discussion of it, but sad. You know, I was just talking to a friend of mine about, I hadn't seen him for a while, and I was asking him how things were based on the last conversation we had. And again, I'm not going to go into the details as to what's going on in his life, but I will tell you after, you know, he was telling me he was stressing, and I was like, man, you don't need to stress. And he kept saying, I know, man, but I can't help it. And, you know, and I know sometimes it's hard. He's a lot younger than myself. He's young enough to be my son, actually. But I told him, I said, listen, man, let me just tell you this one thing I learned when much younger than you are right now, I learned this. And it's simply this. What you're dealing with in life, most things you're dealing with, most things that's happening to you, you are not the first person to have it happen. And you won't be the last, which means that there are people who has gone through what you're going through and still smiling, have survived, still thriving, still living. Don't sweat the small stuff. When something happens to you, this is what I'm saying. Well, seven. When something happens to you that has never happened to anyone in life, then come back to me and we can go ahead and give you permission to stress, because nobody will have the answer for it. But like I'm telling you, there is nothing new under the sun. So you can handle this. Stop stressing. Let it unfold. Be honest. Be truthful. Be kind. And do the very best you can to work through this. And I will tell you, it will be all right. So that was my advice to the young man. And things are still unfolding, so it's just a matter of time until I'll see through him the results. But like I always say, life is good as long as you got life, you know, in this dimension. But matter of the mind, we're doing well. The universe is good to us, and I try to be good for the universe. I try to walk in my purpose and allow it to flourish. I hope you all are doing the same. I tell you this, we are living in a wonderful place in time. And I know you're probably saying, what are you talking about? A wonderful place in time. There's so much junk going on. But you know what? Yes, there's so much junk going on, but look how much spending the world is doing. Look how much spending the average person is doing. Look what's going on. Yes, stores are closing. Some of these department stores are closing, but they're not closing because of the economy being bad. They're closing because Amazon is whooping that tail. People were buying stuff online and getting deliveries and, oh my God, getting better pricing. So that's why they're closing. People are not going to the stores. They're not walking in those stores. So, I mean, the store right now, the storefronts, the building stores have to find a way to get people into their stores. It's a new paradigm. There's a paradigm shift. And Amazon is that shift. And so these stores, brick and mortar stores have to learn how to market and get people in there. I mean, it ain't easy no more. It ain't simple. Things change. So, it's wild. But I tell you, man, it's something else. The lottery, the Mega Millions, Powerball. I think Mega Millions, what, 300 million? The Powerball is 9 million, 60,000, something like that. Wow. And somebody's going to win. Generally, when it's that high, one person wins. I bless whoever wins. I think, well, they don't need me to bless them, because if they win, they bless. Well, I guess. I bless them so they won't have any trouble from long-lost relatives coming up, you know. Or myself. I could win, you know. I drop a dollar here, drop a dollar, $2 there, $2 here, $3 here, you know. So, yeah. But, you know, I'm like scripture. Let the weak say they're strong. I'm strong. Let the poor say they're rich. I'm rich. I'm rich. I'm blessed. I'm healthy. I always try to say only what I want. I always try to think only what I think. I always try to imagine only the things that I imagine that I want, that I want to be, that I want to have, that I want to do, so I can get it eventually, you know. And even when the 60,000 to 70,000 thoughts come into my mind every day, which of 85% are not originated from me, they're from sources outside of me that I have heard, like at the church, at school, parents, godparents, older brothers and sisters, you know, older siblings, and just friends. So you have to weed those thoughts out. So when they come in, you have to counteract those thoughts with other thoughts, because you have to think of the things you want. And the biggest thing is, don't limit yourself. Remember, the universe is huge. There's millions of planets, millions of stars, millions of galaxies. That God created all of that, and it's expanding. It's always growing. There's so much of it. There's great abundance in God's house, in God's hand, in God's heart, in God's universe. And so, and you are God. You are God, small g. Are his child. You are made of the same stuff he is. You can do the same stuff he can do. You just have to believe it, trust it. Matter of fact, you need to know it. So don't sell yourself short. Whenever you imagine something that you want, imagine big. Don't let other people dictate to you, oh, you don't need all that. You don't need 3 cars. You don't need 4 cars. If you want 5 cars, get 5. Imagine you having 5 cars. If you want 100 cars, imagine you having 100 cars. It does not matter what anybody else thinks. What do you want? And whatever it is you want, see it. Imagine it. Feel. Act like you're driving it in your imagination. See yourself driving them. See yourself parking them in your big old garage that can fit 1,000 cars. Whatever you do, imagine big. Doesn't matter where you come from. Doesn't matter the family you grew up in. Doesn't matter what color your skin is. Doesn't matter how skinny you are, how big you are in terms of weight. Doesn't matter. You can do, have, and be anything you want. As long as you can imagine it, as long as you can see it, it's yours. But you cannot allow others to be your thoughts. You can't allow others to put these thoughts in your mind that you're not good enough. You are you are good enough. You are wonderful. You are awesome. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. There's no other you that is made. Nobody can top you. You are the bomb. You see what I'm saying? And these are the things you got to know. These are the things you got to believe in. And really the bottom line is you got to believe in yourself. You got to believe in yourself. Don't nobody tell you anything about you. You decide who you want to be. You decide who you are. I don't care where you come from. Again, I don't care where you come from. You decide who you are. And that's who you be. You work hard at it. You meditate on it. You think on it. You create your world and your thought life. And imagine, envision yourself being and having and doing the very thing you want to do. The very thing you want to have. The very car you want to drive. I know me. I drive, well, it doesn't make a difference. I drive an Explorer. I like the Explorer. So I drive it. But my truck that I want is the Dodge Ram. I even went online and ordered me a Dodge Ram keychain. So see, I'm imagining and seeing, and then I activate my faith. My faith activation was buying the keychain that said Ram on it. What do you mean? How do I activated my faith saying, God, this is what I want. Universe, this is what I want. That's how I activated my faith. And I'm going to get that Ram. It will be mine. So I got the keychain waiting on the car. I got it in my mind, in the spirit. But because I've manifested a lot of things in my life. My family, my wife, my kids, my first apartment, my first car, everything I manifested. I wrote it down and said when I wanted it, how I wanted it. And it all came within the time span of what I've written it in. So I know it's possible. I know it's true. I don't believe it. I know it. And you got to get to a place where you know you're special. You know you're wonderful. You know you're awesome. Because you are. I know it. Every human being that walks the face of this earth is awesome. It's powerful. Powerful. Just imagine if everybody realizes, knows their power, and then we get together and connect our powers. My. There's enough abundance in this universe to keep all of us fed, to keep all of us. We can just have multiple houses. It's just awesome. People tell you things that are not true. The news tell you things that are not true about the economy, about all this junk. It's just what they put out there that they want you to have. So they can mold and make things happen, and they're doing it because you're letting them. You're letting them. Your life can be as wonderful as you want it or as miserable as you don't want it. Because even if you don't control your mind, even if you don't envision and meditate, guess what? You're doing it anyway, involuntarily, based on the 80, 60 to 70,000 thoughts that go in your mind. And again, 85% are not yours, but the 85% is dominating, and they're causing your life to be what it is you don't want it to be. That's why you keep saying, why does this always happen to me? Why do I always meet these kind of people? Why can I get the job I want? Why this? Why that? Why that? Listen, you want to change that why? Change your mind. Think the thoughts you want. Imagine the things you want. See yourself with them, and they will come eventually. They will come. Hey, this is Matter Under Mind. I made it home. Kevin Thomas, your host, saying, imagine what you will. and you will see it down the road. Peace and love from Matter Under Mind, Kevin Thomas. Next time, peace out. Well, what up, though? Hey, listen, also, go on Amazon, get my book. Get my book. There's two of them on there. Get my book, Calorie Deficit, The Best Way to Lose Weight. Get that book by KB Thomas. And The Zoe Life on Amazon by Kevin B. Thomas. Get that book. I need you guys to go and get those books. Support me. Also, subscribe. And go on my Instagram, Matter Under Mind Podcast, or my Instagram, Kevin B. Thomas. Check me out. I post things on there as well. And I just want you guys to be the best that you can be. However I can help, that's what I want to do. Also, shoot me an email at matterundermindpodcast@gmail.com. Shoot me an email, ask questions if you want. I'll ask whatever I can. I'll answer as soon as I can, as soon as I look at it. Get in touch, subscribe, and let's grow together. Also, go to CozyCo262.com. That's CozyCo262.com. Go on there, get my shirt, Matter Under Mind. Get a Matter Under Mind shirt. Show your support. Wear it around. Let people know. Invite people to my podcast and get them to subscribe. You subscribe. Go to my Instagram, Matter Under Mind Podcast, and subscribe. Come on, get on there with me. Hey, anything I can do, I'm going to do to help you. I'm going to do my best, because I just want everybody to know there's nothing in this world that can stop you but you. And I want to encourage you to believe in you, trust that you can do it, and change your mind, change your thoughts. You will then eventually change your life. Again, this is Kevin Thomas, your host of Matter Under Mind, signing off. Until next time, peace and love.
Hey, this is Kevin with Matter Under Mind again. Thank you for listening today. I do want to say, if you had the opportunity to see me on Instagram with my shirt on, that is my shirt, Matter Under Mind shirt. If you like to have one, you can go to Cozy Co. Give you the website for sure. Go to CozyCo262.com. Again, that's CozyCo262.com. CozyCo262.com. Listen, I thank you guys for those who have subscribed, those who are following. Thank you for that. And again, I'll be back next week. And just God bless you and have a great and awesome week. Peace and love. Matter Under Mind.